Blog Talk Radio.
This is Eugene's Corner Show, live from Queens, New York, New York. I'm going to tell you a little bit nifty eyes, I guess. You can change the weather. But, let's start off with Debbie Gibson. That's a woman. Thank you.
Yeah.
It is Halloween. What am I today? I'm wearing a Shania Twain shirt. I was in a picture of Shania Twain shirt. Everybody has an edition Shania Twain. In the middle, there's a picture of her face. Shania Twain.
Thank you. Thank you. woke up in the middle of the night and I noticed my girl on the side. But it's what I was screaming, her I was screaming. So I had to take a little ride. Backtracking on these periods, trying to figure out what I do to make it so. There was just my girl and me. My whole life came crashing. I'm so
I'm alive. I hear you. I suddenly buying my children. on fire. Feel me now.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm working hard. Yeah. My nose is bleeding because it's stuck up down here.
Well, you're the one who leaves it on.
I don't like that door. He's on.
Born Celine Marie Corbett Dion on March 30, 1968, in Charlemagne, Quebec. She entered a world brimming with beauty, and it was evident from an early age that she possessed a unique talent that would set her apart. Celine was the youngest of 14 children in her family, and her upbringing was deeply rooted in music. Her parents, Ademar Dion and Therese Tanguay, were both accomplished musicians. They instilled a deep appreciation for music in their children. In a household teeming with siblings, Celine had the opportunity to hone her vocal skills by singing alongside her brothers and sisters. This familial musical backdrop served as a foundation for her extraordinary career. Celine's exceptional talents became evident at a very young age. She wasted no time in sharing her gifts with the world. She began performing at family gatherings and local events, captivating audiences with her powerful and emotive voice. Her voice, even in those early years, displayed a maturity and range beyond her tender age, hinting at the greatness that lay ahead. Celine Dion's musical journey is marked by a series of significant milestones and achievements that have solidified her status as one of the most renowned vocalists of our time. In 1981, at the tender age of 13, Celine Dion released her debut album, The Voice of God. This album marked the beginning of her remarkable career and introduced her extraordinary voice to the world. While her debut album received attention primarily in her native Canada, it laid the foundation for what was to come, showcasing her vocal prowess and paving the way for her future success. However, it was in 1993 that Celine Dion truly achieved international recognition with the release of The Power of Love. This emotionally charged ballad became an instant hit and catapulted her to global stardom. The song's passionate delivery and Celine's unparalleled vocal range resonated with audiences worldwide, making her a household name and establishing her as a force to be reckoned with in the music industry. The Power of Love not only showcased Celine's vocal abilities, but also marked a turning point in her career, setting the stage for even greater achievements. One of the crowning moments in Celine Dion's career came with her breakthrough album, Falling Into You, released in 1996. This album showcased her versatility as an artist, encompassing a wide range of musical styles, from pop to rock, and even hints of classical influence. Falling Into You went on to win the prestigious Grammy Award for Album of the Year in 1997. audiences worldwide, making it an instant classic. It earned her both an Academy Award and a Grammy Award, and remains a timeless masterpiece that continues to move and inspire listeners to this day. Celine Dion's illustrious career has been adorned with a multitude of prestigious awards and honors, but the pinnacle being her 5 Grammy Awards. These Grammys stand as a testament to her exceptional vocal talent and remarkable contributions to the music industry. Beyond the Grammy, she has garnered a plethora of other accolades, including Billboard Music Awards, World Music Awards, and Juno Awards, among many others. Her mantle is heavy with recognition from peers and fans alike, underscoring her enduring impact on the world of music. From 2003 to 2019, Celine Dion embarked on an unprecedented chapter of her career by securing a residency at Caesars Palace in Las Vegas. Critically acclaimed show, A New Day, showcased her unparalleled talents in a spectacular and visually stunning production. This groundbreaking residency not only demonstrated her ability to consistently draw audiences to Las Vegas, but also redefined the concept of a residency in Sin City. It ran for an impressive 717 performances and was a testament to her status as an entertainment icon. What sets Celine Dion apart in the music industry is her exceptional versatility. She has successfully navigated through various musical genres, from pop to rock, classical, and even French language albums. This diversity is a testament to her adaptability as an artist and her commitment to exploring new horizons. Her classical crossover albums, such as Let's Talk About Love, where she collaborated with renowned tenor Luciano Pavarotti, demonstrated her ability to excel in multiple genres. Her French language albums, particularly Few, became cultural milestones and solidified her position as an international francophone sensation. Celine's willingness to explore different musical landscapes has allowed her to connect with a vast and diverse audience. One of the most remarkable facets of Celine Dion's career is her staggering album sales. Her total album sales have exceeded a staggering 200 million copies worldwide, a feat that places her among the best-selling artists in the history. This remarkable achievement reflects not only her immense popularity, but also the enduring popularity of her albums that constantly resonated with fans across the globe, earning her a devoted and expansive fan base that spans generations. Has been marked by both profound love and heart-wrenching loss, making her journey all the more remarkable and inspiring. In 1994, she made headlines when she married her longtime manager, Renee Angelil. Their relationship, however, had an unusual beginning, as they first crossed paths when Celine was just 12 years old and Renee was 38. That night, he recognized her exceptional talent and potential, and their bond deepened over the years as he became not only her manager, but also a close friend and confidant. A love story, though unconventional in its origins, was a testament to the deep connection they shared, transcending age and societal norms. One of the most poignant and challenging chapters in Celine Dion's life was her struggle with infertility. Despite her successful career, the desire to have children remained a fundamental part of her life. Her journey to motherhood was filled with ups and downs, including multiple fertility treatments. Eventually, Celine and Renee were blessed with the arrival of 3 sons, Renee Charles in 2001, and twins Eddie and Nelson in 2010. The joy of motherhood was a profound and cherished aspect of Celine's life, bringing a sense of fulfillment to her personal journey. However, life took a devastating turn in 2016, when Celine Dion faced the loss of 2 beloved family members. First, her husband and manager, Renee Angelil, passed away after a courageous battle with cancer. His death was not only a personal loss, but a professional one, as he has been an integral part of her career since their early days together. Celine's strength and grace during this difficult period was a testament 11 individuals with an insured span. It was a period marked by grief, but Celine's ability to persevere and personal sorrow showed her remarkable strength and resilience. A stunning turn of events that has been shockwaves for the entertainment world. The beloved 55-year-old Stevie Temptation, Celine Dion, has been delivered a devastating blow with a diagnosis of terminal colon cancer. The news came like a thunderbolt just a day before, as her spokesperson revealed in an exclusive interview with Fox. In a revelation that has left the world in disbelief, for how could someone so iconic and cherished be facing such a quick prognosis? The remarkable thing is that Dion's diagnosis was only made 2 weeks ago, and until it was disclosed, it was a closely guarded secret, known only to a select few. It is a stark reminder that even those living under the bright lights of fame often choose to bear the weight of their struggles in solitude, shielding themselves from the prying eyes of the world. The delicate balance between joy and sorrow, the lives of celebrities, becomes even more apparent when they grapple with the capricious hand of fate. Sources from within Dion's inner circle have disclosed that her ordeal began to manifest itself on August 28th, when she confided in family members about concerning that she was reportedly plagued by the presence of blood in her body, suffering from persistent abdominal pain, and experiencing unexplained weight loss. In her quest for relief, Dion initially sought help at a local clinic, but her condition did not improve. As her health continued to deteriorate, she was referred to a specialized hospital for a comprehensive evaluation. Following hours of rigorous testing, the heartbreaking diagnosis was delivered by a team of medical experts. Dion was battling colon cancer with a smaller tumor discovered in her stomach. Just 2 days later, she underwent a complex surgical procedure that involved the resection of the tumor and the removal of a third of her stomach. While the surgery itself was deemed successful, the road ahead remains perilous. Her treating physician has cautioned that her health remains fragile, as cancer is a formidable adversary. The upcoming week, Dion is scheduled to commence a grueling course of radiation therapy in a bid to combat the relentless disease. However, the latest reports from insiders suggest that the cancer has not been fully contained. Prognosis is increasingly dire. Dion's condition has deteriorated to the point where she is reliant on the constant care of a nurse. She is unable to eat or drink and is being sustained through intravenous means, a stark reminder of the fragility of life and the indiscriminate nature of illness. As the world holds its collective breath, the outpouring of support and well wishes for Celine Dion continues to grow. Her fans, who have been serenaded by her ethereal voice for decades, now find themselves united in a shared hope for her recovery. In the face of such adversity, Dion's indomitable spirit and the strength she has displayed throughout her illustrious career serve as an inspiration to us all. While the road ahead may be treacherous, the world stands with Celine Dion, holding on to the belief that her unwavering determination will ultimately prevail in this harrowing battle against the shadows of cancer.
Thank you.
Melting. Too much sugar. I think I did. Well, I was going to do it.
I need sugar.
Thank you. 不行，我不服，我还是上。将军，
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween! What's the matter? How was the court report with you nicely? Are you going to come by? Maybe later, or did you determine that you may be having a Halloween? Because I remember the court a while ago, but you have to share it, but you may go with you to the court. Maybe you have to make a decision.
Hey, Kevin! Please.
Yeah, Beatrice. That'll be true.
You can't Thank you.
Yeah. Hey. Sally. Leave it alone. I didn't take my pills this morning, believe it? No, I wanted to tell you to move out, girl. That goes GG.
There's a good thing, am I? You get me a coaster? You get me a clothes? You get me by the way?
Get his toys under the table. So they are under the table. And he gets the rest of the ship.
Hey, 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 cut that out. No. Stop that, sorry. Hey, we're in a fortune. I'm knocking down. If you want to go out. No, that's for it. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Charlie?
Thank you.
I'm a big boy. Yeah. And I know you.
Thank you.
Wow. All right.
Thank you.